God is so good. What a privilege it is for us to be able to come together again tonight around the Word of God. I do hope you have your Bibles. I hope you have your all devices, whatever, for your conveniences that you use for the Scriptures. I hope you have your writing material. You're ready to take some notes. I'm really trusting God to help us move forward together tonight in the Word of God. A couple of weeks or so ago, we started discussing this series of messages that we have titled The Divine Reality of Uncommon Wisdom. The Divine Reality of Uncommon Wisdom. I'm being so blessed by this series of teachings, and I trust God that you are. I'm going to ask that you will please bow your heads with me. Let's share a word of prayer as we get into the Word of God tonight. Heavenly Father, we come before you again tonight in the name of Jesus, our risen Lord, our risen Savior. We thank you, Father, for bringing us together from all walks of life, from different parts of the world. Thank you, Father, for making your word available to us tonight. We come not because we are better than others, but we have come because, Lord, you have given us the opportunity to be able to come and listen, come and study, and come and grow in these different areas of our lives. And tonight we're so excited. We know your presence is already here. The great teacher, the Holy Spirit, we know that he's here. We welcome you. We ask that you grant us illumination. Lord, think through my mind. Speak through my vocal cords, I pray. Grant my brothers and sisters great illumination in the word. And give us understanding tonight. Help us, Father, to lay hold on revelation. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And thank you so very much again for joining tonight. We're really thankful that you could be here. We are going back. I don't have a lot of time to do a revision of the things that we've learned over the last 2 weeks. But I'm going to ask, if you're just joining us tonight, please take the time. We have all of these recordings on our different media platforms. So, you know, revelation is progressive and you build one block upon the other. That's how you build. We're talking about building tonight with the wisdom of God. So, help yourself by building one block on another. Don't just jump to the roof and skip the foundation and skip some of the pillars and some of the building blocks that we need to put in place. And I know that the Lord will grant you grace and he will help you to be blessed tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's go back to our theme scripture, Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. I'm going to read just from the King James Version I've read in previous weeks. We have read different translations, but tonight I'm just going to stay in the King James and try to move along quicker. It says here in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths." There are a couple of more modern translations that say we should stand at the crossroads of life and ask for the old paths. Some translations say ask for the ancient paths. Where is the good way? Where is the good way? So there is a good way that leads to the good life. Every way is not a good way. It says, ask for the old paths, the ancient paths, the paths that our fathers, our ancestors walked in, not our natural biological ancestors, because for the most part, many of them did not really walk in the Lord. Maybe for some of us, they did. And if they did, then praise God. If they did, then they must have walked in the same covenant paths that our old spiritual ancestors like Abraham and Isaac and Peter and Jesus and Paul and David and the rest of them walked in. And those are the paths the Lord is asking us to ask for. Ask for the old paths. He says, where is the good way? And then walk therein. Walk therein. And then what would happen? He says, and then you will find rest for your souls. You will find rest for your souls. Of course, the people that the prophet was addressing, they responded by saying, no, we will not walk therein. But that's not us. That is not our response. Amen. Our response is, yes, Lord, we will stand at the crossroads and we will ask for the ancient paths. Where is the good way? And when we find the good way, we will walk therein. Hallelujah. And because we will walk therein, we will find rest for our souls. You know, saints, there is a good way. There is a good way to go in every area of our lives. There is a good way where the good shepherd wants to lead us. You know, the popular psalm, Psalm 23, the Psalm of David. That psalm is talking about rest for the sheep of God. Here it says, if we will find that good way, and if we will walk therein, it says, then you will find rest for your souls. Well, what is rest? This rest that the Lord has been talking about to us lately is very important. It's extremely important. The Lord wants to give you rest. The Lord wants to give me rest. Amen. Rest is a place of comfort, is a place of peace, and a place of ease, a place of harmony, a place of joy and gladness, a place where there are no upheavals, there's no turbulence, there's no instability. You know that Psalm of David, Psalm 23? I know many of us can recite it. We can recite it offhand, but just go look at it. Let's read it together. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Lie down in green pastures, that's rest. I think there's a translation that says, it makes me repose. I wonder if it's the Amplified. He says, it makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. There is a translation that says, it makes me repose. He gives me rest. Hallelujah. Then he says, he leads me beside the still waters. The King James says, beside the still and restful waters. You see that? He leads us beside the still and restful waters. God, the Good Shepherd, wants to lead us, his sheep, in the paths that lead to the good, the still, and the restful waters, the green pastures, the place of comfort. Now, of course, the analogy of that in our lives today is that the Lord wants to take us and lead us in places where we find peace, we find rest, we find ease. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Even when we sometimes find ourselves in the uncomfortable places of life, the valley of the shadow of death, the Bible, the psalmist says, even then I will fear no evil. Even when we walk through the places of turbulence in life, we will not fear the turbulence. And we will not be a part of the turbulence. We will not allow the turbulence to get inside of us. We will continue to walk in peace. Why? Because You are with us. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort us. Folks, the Lord wants to bring you to a place of rest. The Lord wants to create stability and restfulness around your life. How does that happen? It's by wisdom. It is through the wisdom of God. Amen. You remember what I shared? The Lord said to me, as I thought about some of the turbulence that some of God's people, not just the turbulence they were going through, but the turbulence that was going through them. You know, those are two different things, right? You can go through turbulence and the turbulence may not go through you because you just refuse to let it get inside of you. However, a lot of us believers, we don't just go through turbulence. Turbulence actually goes through us. And as I was pondering upon it, and I saw the upheaval in a lot of God's people, precious people, and how there was so much turbulence and upheaval and disturbance and restlessness and regret and fainting and frustration. And I was talking to the Lord about it, and I was seeking the Lord, and the Lord said to me, very simply, He said, there is Your way, there is the world's way, and then there is the good way, the way of wisdom. And when you walk in the good way, you will find rest for your souls. There is the world's way. There is Your way, my way. And then there is the way of wisdom. And the way of wisdom is the good way. And in every area of our lives, saints, when we walk in the good way, we will find rest for our souls. We'll find that comfort that the good shepherd always wants to provide for his sheep. He himself will address the turbulence. We may go through turbulence, but the turbulence will never go through us. He will build around us a shield of protection that will shield us, that will protect us, even in the midst of all the noise. You remember that story? It's a familiar one, but it bears repeating tonight in this service, where the Lord said to the disciples in, I believe it's Mark chapter 4, where the Lord said, let's go over to the other side. Let's go over to the other side. And as they were going, as they started going over to the other side, suddenly there was a storm. There was a storm that arose. And let's read it in Mark chapter 4 and verse 35. It says, the same day when the evening was come, He said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship, and there were also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. See, there was a storm. The storm, the wind, the winds and the waves were beating upon the ship, and the ship was full. And of course, the disciples were threatened. But the Bible says Jesus was sleeping. And they awake him, and they said unto him, Master, do you not care that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the storm and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. That's how the Lord wants to bring us out of this storm, sometimes storms of hurricane proportion. That's how the Bible, the Amplified Version, describes it. It says in verse 37, a furious storm of wind of hurricane proportions arose, and the waves kept beating into the boat so that it was already becoming filled. But he himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, was in the stern of the boat, asleep on the leather cushion. And they awoke him and said, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Hush now. Hush now, be still, be muzzled. And the Bible says the wind ceased, it sank to rest as if exhausted by its beating. And there was immediately a great calm, a perfect peacefulness. God caused even the storm to rest. The storm that was sent against his people, God caused even that storm to rest. There was a great peacefulness. You know, beloved, that's how God wants to create great peacefulness around you and I. He wants to call peace out of the storm and command every raging storm to be still. To be still. There may be somebody joining us tonight who is dealing with storms. Well, in the name of Jesus, I speak upon your storms. I command those storms, peace, be still, be muzzled. I speak perfect restfulness, peacefulness upon your circumstances. In the name of Jesus, everything that is creating a turbulence around your life, I command peace be still. Peace be still. You know, like we said last week or the week before, I think it was last week, you can't always separate yourself from people. But you can always separate yourself. You cannot always separate yourself from people, but you can always separate yourself from the things that people do around you that create turbulence. You don't have to be a part of that drama. You don't have to be sucked in. I remember somebody once said, and this has been a running theme for me for several years. He said, I will not allow your dysfunction to become my emergency. I will not allow your dysfunction to become my emergency. What's the person saying? What's this minister saying? Like, all right, you are allowing so much drama to be created around your life because of your dysfunction. And part of what people do when they love drama, and when they are very comfortable with drama, when there's all this upheaval, they are sucked into it, they are not comfortable, but that they are so used to it. So it's almost a comfort zone for them. But people, they are not happy being in it themselves. It's like those disciples going to wake up the Lord Jesus and say, come on, can't you see, you be a part of, why are you sleeping? There is a lot of upheaval. Why are you should not be sleeping. There's upheaval, there's turbulence. We are all in the turbulence. Join us in the turbulence. Yeah. Run up and down with us. Be a part of the drama. No, but you don't have to be a part of the drama. You do not need to allow people's dysfunction become your emergency. Sometimes people say, you know, I was so heated when I was speaking to you. You don't have to allow that heat to surround your life. You can't separate yourself from people. You can always do it, but you can always separate yourself from the things that people do that create turbulence around you. Jesus rose up and said, "Peace be still." That's the only way you and I are going to ride in this boat. We have to have peace. We have to have peace. There has to be rest. Hallelujah. Recently, I had to say to somebody who was creating a lot of drama, and they want to suck everybody into it. And they invited me into that drama. But so many people were already joining them in it, and everybody was running, and everybody was. I said, "Listen, I don't do drama. I do not do drama. I do rest." See, because I found out the life of God flows through rest. Inspiration flows through rest. You can hear God through rest. The Bible says, I will stand and see what the Lord will say to his people. He said that in Psalm 86, I think it is. He said, and the Lord will speak peace. The Lord speaks in peace. The Lord speaks in calm. When Elijah was in that cave, and the Bible said there was an earthquake, God was not in the earthquake. There was fire. God was not in. And then it said there was a still small voice, and the Lord spoke to him through the still small voice. I don't know if you are listening to me tonight, but I believe that the Lord is calling you out of all that turbulence, all that drama, and is calling you to a place of peace. Calling you to a place of peace. And you know, one of the things about it is, if people want to do all this turbulence, because people just think, sometimes some many believers think this, should just be active, very active, always running up and down, always trying to show that they are doing things, and they think that by so doing, they are moving ahead in life. But a lot of it, many times for many believers, is just a lot of lost motion. It's just a lot of wasted energy. Amen. They are building, they are tearing. They are building, they are tearing. They are very active. They are very energetic. Their blood is always boiling. Always, but you touch them, you feel steam coming out. They are always heated. No, that is not God. You need to separate yourself from that. That is the enemy trying to bury your life in turbulence and destroy the peace that God has sought to surround you with, so that you will not make a headway in life. That is the enemy's plan. So I remember saying to that person, "I don't do drama." And I said, "Leave me out of that. Don't do that." And an additional sentence that I didn't share with them, but that was bubbling up within my spirit, is life is not a reality show. It's not a reality TV show. Life is not a reality TV show. There are some people who live their lives, they film everything. When they cry, they film it. When they sleep, they film it. When they film everything. Everything is drama. And then they want to call people to enjoy and participate in the drama. No, you don't have to be that. You cannot dwell with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of peace. You can't walk closely with the Holy Spirit and have so much turbulence in your life. You gotta step away from that turbulence. When do you hear God? When do you read the word? When do you talk to him? The Bible says here in Jeremiah 6:16, and we're taking so long here, hallelujah, but that's fine. I have so much ground to cover. But that's fine. Somebody needs to hear this. He said here, stand in the ways. Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein and you will find rest for your soul. Do you know, a lot of people don't even have the time to stand and see. They don't even have the time to stop. They're always going, going, going. They have to sleep every night with multiple devices. And as the phone is, phones, multiple phones are ringing, the cat must be meowing, the dog must be barking, the babies must be crying, and they love the turbulence. They really feel like they're getting things done. No, you are not. Actually, you're wearing yourself out. You are getting old quickly. You are losing precious resources and graces of life that God wants to bring into your life. Joy and peace and grace and strength, wisdom. Hallelujah. He said you will find rest. I pray that you will find rest for your soul in the name of Jesus. You do not have to hang around all that turbulence. I said it before, let me say it again. God is interested in the stability and peacefulness of your life. A life full of upheavals and unrest is not the will of God for any of his children. A life full of upheavals and unrest is not the will of God for any of his children. Hallelujah. You must engage the wisdom of God and dislodge from your life everything that is responsible for creating instability and turbulence. Your health and future well-being depend on it. Hallelujah. Remember what we read in Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 6? Let's go back there. Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 6. He says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times. God is interested in the stability of your life. God wants to help you develop consistency. Consistency. God wants to help you live a stable, steady life. That's the life of the blessed. That's the life of the blessed. Some people are hot, on fire, on fire, on fire one day, and then the next day they are like frozen pipes. The following day, they are back. Fire, fire. The following day, frozen pipes. Up and down and up and down and up and... No, that's not the life of the blessed. That is not the life of the blessed. God wants you to live in the blessing covenant. In the green pastures. By the still waters. Hallelujah. And one of the greatest ways in which that's going to happen is through putting on the spirit of wisdom. Hallelujah. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times. We saw when the apostle, used to be the persecutor of the church, Paul. Let's read that here real quickly and move on to something new here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody make this confession of faith. Say, in the name of Jesus, I have the peace of God. I'm surrounded by rest on every side. I have the wisdom of God that enables me to rest. I have the wisdom of God that enables me to rest. I have peace. I have joy. I'm resting in the covenant. I'm resting on the mighty hands of the Almighty God. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm not perturbed. I'm not disturbed. I'm not worried. I'm not anxious. I'm not frustrated. I'm resting. I'm resting. Do you know the greatest expression of faith is rest? The greatest expression of believing God is we rest. There is a wisdom that enables us to engage the Word of God at the highest level of our faith. And when we operate in that wisdom, and when the faith of God is working in our lives, the evidence of it is rest. The evidence of it is not turbulence, it's not upheaval, it's rest. Those disciples that we read about in Mark chapter 4 could have felt like they were doing something. Oh, they were running up and down. You bring the bucket. Oh, you bring the gallon. And as they are bringing the bucket, the other one says, no, don't bring the bucket, bring the bowl. Oh, and while they are even doing that, they are aggravating their situation. And the Bible says, stand, wait, stop, and ask, what does the Lord want us to do about this? Before you start running from pillar to post, from frying pan to fire, before you start calling everybody, all your BFFs and all the family members, before you start posting on all the threads so that everybody can know, stop. Catch your breath. Get before the Lord. Lord, what do you want us to do with this? I mean, when do people pray? When do they seek the Lord? When do they ask Him? When do they listen to Him? Hallelujah. Remember, Paul was the antagonist of the church who was responsible for creating all this turbulence. We saw that in one of our previous services. But suddenly the Lord arrested him on the way to Damascus. And the Lord says, stop. You've harassed my people enough. Stop. And when the Lord took that harassment out of the way and arrested Saul of Tarsus and changed his life, the Bible says in Acts chapter 9 verse 31, then had the churches rest. Rest. The churches went from turbulence, up and down, up and down, upheavals, to rest. He said, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit were multiplied. You see that? They were walking in the comfort of the Lord. The Amplified Bible puts it this way. So the church throughout the whole of Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace. They had peace and was edified, growing in wisdom and virtue and piety and walking in the respect and reverential fear of the Lord, and in the consolation and exhortation of the Holy Spirit, continued to increase and was multiplied. I want you to pay attention to that. They had peace. They were edified, growing in wisdom And because of this, the Bible says they continue to increase and they were multiplied. Do you know the wisdom of God will create rest around you, and that rest will cause you to increase and be multiplied? Do you know rest is what produces increase? Peace is what produces increase. It is not all these things people do. They may feel good in their minds because they think they are doing a lot. That's not what's producing prosperity and peace and increase and multiplication. When you walk from a place of rest, number one, when you walk from a place of rest, you even have health. Hallelujah. You have soundness of health when you walk from a place of rest. Your systems, all the different systems that God put in your body, they function right. Your blood circulation is normal. It's normal. Your heart is beating normally. Respiratory system is calm, is good. And then all the other systems, all your organs and all your everything functions normally when you have rest inside. Sometimes the health issues a lot of people have is because they don't have health, they don't have rest inside. The Bible says they grew in wisdom, they had rest, they had the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and therefore they continued to increase and they were multiplied. They were multiplied. Do you know there is a direct correlation between rest, the peace of God, and your prosperity? A lot of people don't know that, but it's true. Do you know that scripture in Isaiah 40:48? Where the Lord said, I wish you had listened to me. If you had listened to me, then your peace and prosperity would have been like a river. Hallelujah. I believe it's Isaiah 48 and verse 16. He said, come you near unto me. Hear you this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me. Verse 17. Thus says the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that you should go. I love it. Oh, Jesus, I love it. I love it. I love it. I teach you to profit. I lead you in the way that you should go. I lead you in the good way. I lead you. But I can lead you, I can teach you, but it's up to you to take it. It's up to you to follow my lead. It's up to you to receive my instruction. If you do though, you will know true prosperity. You will know true peace. You will know true progress. Listen to what he said in verse 17. Thus says the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God who teaches thee to profit, who leads thee by the way that you should go. Verse 18. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as a wave, as the waves of the sea. Look at that in the Amplified. He said, oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments, then your peace and prosperity. Notice he links them together because they work hand in hand. Then your peace and prosperity would have been like a flowing river, and your righteousness, the holiness and purity of the nation, like the abundant waves of the sea. Hallelujah. The church, when they came into rest, the Bible says the churches had rest, and because of that, they increase and multiply. When you have rest because of the wisdom of God, then you can build. God wants to build in your life. God wants to bring increase. God wants to cause you to prosper. And he wants to bring increase that will last. He wants to bring prosperity that will last, not short-lived increase. Not short-lived prosperity. Increase that will last. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says there's a rest for the people of God. God wants to bring you to a place of rest. And that rest is usually connected with our place, our finding our place in the Word of God. That's where wisdom flows from. Wisdom flows from the Word. You see that scripture in Hebrews chapter 4? There is yet a rest for the people of God. Let's go there. Hebrews chapter 4. Hallelujah. Let's read there. Hebrews chapter 4. Let's read from verse 9. Hebrews chapter 4. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Verse 10, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Verse 11, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The wisdom of God flows from the Word of God. The Word of God is what brings us to a place of rest. See, remember that scripture we read in Isaiah 48? So, that you are listening to my commandment, then your peace and your prosperity would have been like a river. Well, where are his commandments? His commandments are in the word. The word produces peace. The word produces wisdom. Wisdom produces peace and rest. And when you have that, then you can build. You can build successfully. God can build your life. God can build your home. God can build your destiny. God can build your finances. God can build your marriage. God can build your children. God can build your career. God can build your ministry. God can build the things that are important in your life. He can build your relationships. But notice, the rest comes through the Word of God, through the wisdom that flows out of the Word of God. That's why it is wisdom to pay attention to the Word of God. It is wisdom. Many times, the answers we are seeking, a lot of times, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Spirit, for ministering to us so powerfully in this service. What are we learning in this series of services? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What are we studying? The divine reality of uncommon wisdom. I bet you haven't heard wisdom taught like this before. And I'm going to be very honest with you and transparent with you. Neither have I. But you can see that the Lord is speaking to us. You can see that the Lord is trying to get something across to us. It may not be very familiar. We may not be very used to hearing stuff like that. But It is the truth of His word, and the Lord is endeavoring to get that truth to us, because that truth is life-changing. That truth is life-changing. That truth will bring us to our place of rest. And when we come into our place of rest, it would help us build and prosper as we build. We will build and our houses will last. Our houses will stand. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. He said, let's labor to enter into that rest. Where, how do we labor? We labor in the word. Like we're doing tonight. We're laboring in the word tonight. And as we are laboring in the word, wisdom is flowing out of the word. It's flowing out of the word. Many of you, based on things that you are hearing tonight, you are going to make some adjustments in your life. Some of you are going to make adjustments that will help you live a higher quality of life. Some of you will make corrections and adjustments that will help you live longer. That will help you live in health. That will produce peace inside and around you. You make corrections. You make adjustments that would affect your health. Will suddenly allow you to sleep better at night. Will allow you to wake up refreshed every morning, strong. Will allow your youth to be renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The attention you pay to the wisdom that is coming out of the word of God to you and to me tonight will make a difference in your future. This wisdom will bring us to a place of life. This wisdom will bring us to a place of peace. This wisdom will bring us to a place of harmony, total life prosperity. It's in the word. So he said, let's labor in the word. In the word. This wisdom that comes from paying attention to the word and doing what the word says will cause our houses, cause the things that God builds in our life to last. The things that God builds in our lives will last. The blessings that God brings into our lives will last. They will be perpetual blessings. There will not be blessings that we lose. We lose. Net zero. At the end of the day, you move forward, you move backwards. You move forward, you move backwards. At the end of the day, summary is you haven't left where you started from. It's been 25 years. You haven't left. You haven't made progress. Because you gain some, you lose it. You gain some, you lose it. You gain some, you lose it. But as you pay attention to the things that the Lord is ministering to us, in this series of teachings, as you study, as you make yourself available, not approach this with a religious mindset, but as you avail yourself of the truth of the word of God, and you begin to engage the wisdom that is therein, you will find out you are perpetually moving forward, and there's no going backward anymore. You will find out you are perpetually building, and there's no destroying anymore. You know, it is wisdom that builds a house, right? We're going to get to it. Bible says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Well, how does the Lord build? How does the Lord build anything He builds? I tell you, He always begins with wisdom. Always. Wisdom is always at the foundation. And it's his word. That wisdom flows out of his word. And not just the word, not just the word being there, we hear it, we know about it, no. But the word that we actually use. That's what he said in Isaiah 48, verse 17, I think it was that we read. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandment. See, that is wisdom. The word is there, but the wisdom is the hearkening to the word. Because the word is there, so many people know the word, so many people have the word, so many people even preach the word, but they don't hearken to it. Hallelujah. So many people have the word. They can recite it, they can quote it, they can, but he said, oh, that you had hearkened to my commandment. You see, that he said, then your peace and prosperity would have been like the river. The hearkening to the commandment is the wisdom. That is what produces the rest. Oh, so many believers just know the word. They know the word. Woo! They know the word. They know the word. They can quote it. They can, if you are reading it, before you even get to the mood, they finished it. They completed it for you. But the hearkening to the word, the hearkening to it is where there's a problem. It didn't say, oh, that you had just heard it. Oh, that you had just, at least you read it. Oh, that you heard it preached. Oh, that you saw it in your big Bible. Oh, no, he said, oh, that you hearkened to it. Oh, that you, that is wisdom. Wisdom is hearkening to the commandment of the word of God. Wisdom is paying attention to the instruction in the word of God and doing it. Wisdom. The wisdom that is produced from the word is wisdom that comes because we pay attention to the word and we obey the directions of the word and we do what the word says. The wisdom that is produced by the word of God in each of our lives is wisdom that comes not just because we heard it, not just because we knew it, not just because we recited it, not just because we preach it, but it is the wisdom that comes from hearkening, from doing it. Then the Lord can build. When we hearken, when we do it, then the Lord can build our lives. He can build our houses. He can build our homes. He can build. Remember that scripture where, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Where he says those Hebrew midwives, when Pharaoh said they should go kill all the little babies and the Hebrew midwives, the Bible says they feared God. They didn't do what Pharaoh said. They did what God said. And then the Bible says God built them houses. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. God wants to build you houses. He wants to build your house. Hallelujah. Exodus 1:17. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but they saved the men children alive. So they didn't do what the king commanded. They did what the Lord, the king of kings, Jehovah God commanded. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing? And you have saved the children alive. The midwife said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and they are delivered before the midwives coming unto them. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, he made them houses. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because the midwives hearkened to God, because they feared God, he made them houses. Our time is almost gone here. I've got to read one last scripture. He made them houses. He built their house. The Lord will build your house. I said, the Lord will build your house. He will build your life. He will build your house. He will build your marriage. He will build your family. He will build your destiny. He will build your career. He will build your ministry. He will build your business. Build your finances. The Lord will build your house. Let's read one last scripture before we close tonight. Luke chapter 6. The hearkening to the commandment is the wisdom of God. That is the wisdom of God. Luke chapter 6. Let's read from verse 46. And why, said the Lord Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, listen, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them. See, it is not just the coming, it is not just the hearing, but it is the coming, hearing, doing. The doing, the hearkening to the commandment is the wisdom. He said, whoever does that, I will show you to whom he's like. He is like a man who built a house, and he dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house, and it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Hallelujah. It could not shake. It was stable. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of you. It could not move it. It was steady. It was stable. It was at rest. He said in verse 49, but he who hears and doeth not, he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation who built a house upon the earth. He also built. But when the stream did beat vehemently against it, immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was very great. What's the difference between these two people? One of them came, heard, and hearkened. He did it. The other one heard. The other one came, heard, but he didn't hearken. One of them came, heard, and hearkened. The other one came, heard, but did not hearken. And the one who hearkened, the Bible says his house was solid like a house on a rock. When the storm came, he could not touch it. He could not destroy it. The other one who came and heard but didn't hearken, when the storm came, the house fell flat. He had no increase. He thought he had increase, but the increase, he lost it overnight because there was no wisdom. The wisdom of God is yours tonight in the name of Jesus. The Lord will build you houses. The Lord will build your house. The Lord will establish you on a solid foundation of the Word of God as you hearken to His commandments. Father, we thank you so very much. Thank you, God, for your mighty blessing, your presence amongst us tonight. Thank you for your Word. Thank you for wisdom. Wisdom that is flowing. Wisdom that is flowing. Wisdom. Thank you for your blessings upon your people. We give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.